You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I think Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes has a prenup. I know we all saw that one coming, huh? Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes getting divorced. I guess from what I understand, mom wants Suri. I don't know if they're going to split custody. I don't think any of us really care. I don't think it's because of the Supreme Court ruling. I really don't. All right, but let me see. All right, so everyone's speculating about TMZ, speculating about their prenup. But Katie Holmes had money before she married Tom Cruise, didn't she? Yeah. All right, so I think they said division of property and custody, child custody, will be discussed. Let me see. The couple has been married for over 5 years. So I guess the details on what the dollar figure would be in what gets paid out to Katie Holmes. Is it Katie Holmes or Kate? It's got Kate Holmes saying God bless America, right? God bless America. Love that song. I'll sing that later. Please, please don't. All right. That was, I think, Kate Holmes, right? Katie Holmes is the one that married Tom Cruise. I don't really know what movies she's been in. She's been in a couple big ones. I don't care. I've seen Mission Impossible a couple times. He wasn't in Trading Places. He was dancing around his underwear in Risky Business. That's who we're talking about. That guy, Tom Cruise. Yeah. All right. So anyway, the couple has been married for over 5 years. Ergo, Tom likely owes Katie some money per TMZ. Among the rich, they say the arrangement is much more common than you may think. I love how TMZ writes, you know, or this is E! Online. Actually, this isn't even TMZ. This is E! Online. They say the way we often do prenuptial agreements is with incremental payments for every year or 5 years. To protect yourself from a quote-unquote gold digger, you may stipulate that a spouse gets nothing after just a year of marriage or just maybe an allowance or relocation. But for a longer marriage, the payouts may be $100,000 a year for 1 to 5 years and then $150,000 a year for 5 to 10. That is some nice cash. Yes, of course it's yes, they'll probably have to do the mandate. Yeah. Trust me, if the government knows what kind of money you're making, you're going to have to shell it out to the government. Absolutely, you'll be taxed. All right, what else? Katie brought in less than $5 million in the past year. Oh, a mere half. So let me see. From, I guess, Tom Cruise made $200 million. All right, so they think she's going to make $1 million per year of marriage. I don't know. I don't really get this whole prenup thing. My husband and I didn't do a prenup because we were both, you know, really cash-strapped. I had nothing to my name except my little Isuzu. I had my little Isuzu pickup truck. I loved that. No, I smashed that up in an accident. I did. I have a Neon. I don't know what I had. Anyway, I didn't have a really good car, and that was about it. I had my mind. Yes, I had my mind, and I was going through schooling. So, but my husband's never going to leave me. I don't think he's going to leave me. I mean, listen, if my husband has put up with me thus far, what, we've been married 14 years, you know, I mean, if he was going to dump me, he was going to dump me years ago. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. And, you know, I think what helps us, we're both politically aligned. You know, I mean, we disagree about our in-laws. We disagree about how we raise the kids. We disagree on how to save money. I don't like to spend money on anything. He likes to spend, but he's still thriftier than the average person. But we agree 100% in line political wise. Maybe that's why we stay together. You know, there was a study years ago. I need to find it. I don't even know if it would be in computer archives, where couples that were politically aligned had more passionate intimacies during an election year and after election day. But if the election did not go your way, it was couch time. Gosh, do any of you guys remember that study? I have got to find that. Because I think a lot of people could be having some pretty good sex right now, honestly. All right, but anyway, all right, so Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes splitting up. Everyone's going to feel sorry for them. I can't even keep up which couples are together, which couples aren't. I mean, I'm still barely getting over this whole Supreme Court ruling, so I have no idea what's going on. Now, we got a lot to talk about today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Of course, we're going to listen to some of your comments. Many of you have weighed in on what happened with the Supreme Court ruling this week and over the last few days. Also, it looks like people are still concerned that they could get cancer from Coca-Cola. We need to talk about that. This is way cool. The U.S. Army has developed a weapon that shoots lightning bolts. This is really cool. A bolt of lightning. It's like, what was that from Back to the Future? A bolt of lightning. Yep, a weapon that shoots lightning bolts. That's way cool. Way cool. And it looks like more TSA is in the news. Apparently, 8 TSA airport screeners were caught sleeping on the job. I really don't know what we're doing and what our taxpaying dollars are going to. You know, they really need to teach us that. What was about this transparency, all this transparency we were promised 4 years ago? I would really like to know where all our money is going to, right? Because, you know, we just did payroll again, and the taxes were phenomenal. And as usual, and I'd really like to know where it's going. I mean, it's not really going to Medicare and Social Security, right? Because those are going to be defunct. Where is it going to? It's going to the FDA. Yeah, I saw what they did with the whole Listeria thing. Yeah, well done. But it's going to Homeland Security. Is it going to Homeland Security? Then why does Arizona need so much help down there? Where's our money going to? You know, and maybe we should do this. You know, I think I would prefer that my taxes go to certain, let's say, rather than it going into just one big purse that becomes misallocated and misspended, why don't we say, all right, the Waxes, Dr. Dahlia and her family, they get to put money towards Homeland Security, right? The Smiths put money towards Medicare, and then you can kind of trace the dollars. You know, put like a little GPS on your dollars. Why can't we do that? I think we'd be more convinced that things are going the right way. All right, guys, we're going to hear from you as you weigh in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Today only, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Happy 4th of July to everybody. I hope everybody has a safe one. Please download our Android app. I know some of you are going to be enjoying the festivities, and I still want you to be able to hear your Dr. Dahlia show if you need to. The Android phones have a free Dr. Dahlia app, so please do not forget to download it. Big thanks to Donovan, his work of the dials today. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. All right, let's go to the phone lines, hear what you guys have to say about what's been going on with our healthcare. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, Dr. Dahlia, thanks for taking my call. On this healthcare that passed Obamacare, what a joke. It finished under the Commerce Clause, and now they say it is a tax. So now, if they would have passed this the way it's written now, they saying it was a tax, the thing wouldn't have went through to begin with. Now, I'd like to know how the heck they can, the Supreme Court can change from the Commerce Clause to it's a tax. Mm-hmm. What a joke.
Yep.
And my premiums, has in 1 year's time, has went from $20 a week at work to my employer to $100
Whoa.
A week for just me and my wife. And that sure is affordable to me.
Whoa.
Thank you for your time.
No, your call was well received, and thank you for leaving your note. Please, boy, that's ridiculous. Yeah, we were just told that our insurance is probably going to hike up again. And, I don't like talking about my personal health insurance woes. You know, I mean, I'll deal with it. I'm fortunate enough to have a job. I don't know what the unemployed are going to do. And, you know, I've received plenty of criticisms, right, regarding how I'm taking the Affordable Health Care Act as a doctor. Dr. Dahlia, you should be a doctor. I don't understand. You know, come on, give us a break. We don't have health insurance. What makes you think you're going to have health insurance? You want to know what this reminds me of? Remember when President Obama was getting elected? There was that lady who said, now I'll get a job. I don't have a job. Remember, she was all over the news. I can't remember her name. And she said, I am so glad President Obama won because I will get a job. And then they interviewed her 6 months later and she was still unemployed. You see, what bothers me, look, I don't want any of you unemployed. I know there are many of you listening to the show unemployed. The reason why I'm on air is because I went on air in 2009 to help those of you that didn't have insurance and were unemployed. I went on air to give free medical advice. That's why I'm here, and I take your calls and I answer your medical questions and your emails. And a lot of times I call you back and I email you if you're too shy to call into the show. I don't want anybody to be without insurance. And I'm listening to some of your calls going, Dr. Dahlia, I don't understand. How could you be happy with that? I'm uninsured. I don't want you to be uninsured. But I also don't want the same thing happening like what happened when President Obama got into office. I'm going to get you a job. Here people are thinking that they're going to get a job when President Obama came into office, and they didn't, and they were crushed. Same thing. I am looking at millions of people, we all are, uninsured, and they seriously think that, I mean, some of them do, many oppose the bill, they seriously think they are going to have health insurance in their hands. Affordable health insurance. How? What do you think miraculously is going to happen? I haven't been saying that this health care bill is a piece of crap because it was written by Pelosi and backed by President Obama. I'm saying it because it really is a piece of crap. I don't see how this 2,700-page bill actually gives you a policy that's inexpensive, affordable, and handles your medical needs. That's why I'm critical of it. You know, I'm not smarter than the average politician. I'm not going to say that. All right? I think there's politicians out there that are very intelligent. All right? So I'm not going to try to say I'm smart, but I am going to say I'm experienced in the medical system. And nowhere in this bill am I convinced that everybody is going to get health insurance. And this is why I'm scared, and I'm scared for you, because I listened to your call saying, you know, come on, Dr. Dahlia, I don't have insurance. Quit complaining about this bill and let it go into effect. Well, my worry is you are going to have high hopes and then be crushed, just like those people who thought that when President Obama would get into office, they'd have a job. Now, what some of you said when that happened to that poor woman was, oh, come on. Well, they should have been more realistic. You know, how's President Obama going to get everybody jobs? He's only one man, you know, and we're in a mess. Well, then say the same thing now. How is President Obama going to give insurance to everybody while we're in this mess? Trust me, I want everybody insured. I'm a doctor. I'll have more patients. Yay. I'll see patients before the radio show, after the radio show, in the middle of the radio show, on commercial break. I could do a pap smear. I love the idea of us overflowing with patients. But I want to be realistic. The reason why I'm on air is to practically give you practical advice and make you practically aware of what's going on. And if the Washington administration is raising false hopes just because they want to stay in office, I think that is a mean, dirty, cheap trick and cruel and malicious. Now, if they expand Medicaid and you were of that income where you just missed Medicaid, but now you could get Medicaid, bravo, and that's great. And ever since the beginning, I was talking about expanding Medicaid, even before the bill passed. Okay, that's fine. But if everybody's saying, I want affordable health insurance, and I want a plan that's going to cover my diabetes, my hip replacement, my transplant, my bone marrow biopsy, my leukemia, I think it is a sick joke for the government to pretend that you're going to be getting a policy like that for pennies. And no one's telling you to prepare you how much this is going to cost. And no one's telling you how stark the insurance policy is going to be. And remember, we're all pretty intelligent people. Do the math. How much does it take for you to get your colonoscopy, your mammogram, your prostate treatment, your medications per month or year? Figure out what it costs to take care of you yearly and what premiums you're putting in. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, hopefully there's healthy people covering us. I don't think so. There's a lot of people that are going to try to get out of this. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask why they're not taxing the insurance companies for not insuring enough people, or taxing the health care providers for not providing enough care to enough people.
Well,
I love your show. Thanks. I'm listening along. Thanks. Bye.
No, thank you. I just don't agree with the taxing the medical providers. I don't think I should pay any more taxes, and I'm already paying a lot. I mean, I'd like us to tax the 50% of the country that's not paying taxes first before we start taxing the doctors. You are bringing up a point. Insurance companies are going to be taxed. You know, there's a lot of taxes already going into this. From what I understand, insurance companies are going to be paying a 40% tax if they provide those, like, Cadillac health plans, those fancy plans over $10,000, right, for individuals. From what I understand, they are going to be imposing a tax. I believe also there's the medical device tax, right? I think we have the medical device tax that kicks in. Medical device manufacturers paying 2.9%. But here's the other thing when we talk about taxing. Okay, how much can you tax we could select groups of people to tax. Are they going to come up with the money? I mean, we're talking about a lot of money. And when you talk about taxing the medical providers, I mean, that's like saying, well, how do we, you know, deal with the airline cost crisis? Let's tax the pilots. Yeah, you know, I apologize, and I thank you for your comment. I love that you listen to the show, but you know, we wouldn't think of taxing pilots to deal with the fuel costs of airplanes and travel issues and the costs that we have with airplanes and the TSA agents. So taxing the doctors, I mean, that's just going to make more people leave. And I don't think there's enough doctors and enough money to tax them to make this work. I mean, that's why they had to come up with the mandate. They had to tax everybody. This is the biggest tax in the history of the United States. This is the biggest tax that I've ever heard. The only way to put in enough money to the system to pay for those who can't afford their health care and can't afford to pay taxes would be to tax anybody else and everybody else. So, like this medical device tax, I mean, that's just a drop in the bucket. You know, and you know, also with insurance companies, remember, we want to attract smaller insurance companies. We have the, you know, heavy few that we have, the quote-unquote too big to fail. But if we want to make this work and have affordable health care, we need to have more competition. A lot more competition. So we need these smaller insurance companies to come in. And then threatening them with taxes, too, isn't going to work. I mean, if I was a small insurance company right now, I don't even know how I'd be surviving. How? All these threats. I don't take threats very well. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You wonder what went wrong. Oh, boy, let me tell you what went wrong. Oh, don't get me started. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Michael writes, Dr. Dahlia, I love you and your show, but I'm sorry. Doctors make anywhere from $150K a year to $400,000 a year. Why can't they make less and help drive healthcare costs down? All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for loving the show. That's so sweet. See, you gotta do that. You gotta suck up, you know, but before you sucker punch me. All right. Well, here's the thing. Okay. Let's say you take a doctor's income and decide to knock it down. All right. Now remember, those numbers are gross. Those numbers aren't net. Those numbers are gross. Okay. Let's say your average pediatrician makes about $150,000 a year. All right. They're a staff physician, maybe 140, right? Okay, if they're maybe in a private practice, they could be making gross maybe 160, 170, but start taking away 20, 25,000 a malpractice. Start taking away rent. Start taking away payroll. Start taking away, you know, the numbers look higher than they are. Let's just at first start with that, okay? Number two is we tried years ago when we started having, I mean, and you're bringing up a good point. I'm not mad that you're bringing up doctor salaries and, you know, it's the doctor's fault and, you know, because I might as well address this issue because it's a continual topic. What are the doctors doing to help us? Now, again, you know, if all doctors, you know, cut maybe, you know, 1 or 2 percentage points of their salary, would it really help fix the healthcare prices? No, there's not enough doctors. There's not enough doctors. All right. So taxing the doctors or taxing the quote unquote wealthy. Again, we've already gone through the numbers. We've already discussed this on the show. Not enough to take care of all this, these countries' woes. All right. Now, we tried to administer healthcare at lower salaries. Now, and how did we do that? With nurse practitioners and physician assistants. God bless these guys. These mid-levels, they're amazing. And nurse practitioners and physician assistants, I would say, now, we're talking about in a big city. Many of them were making $50,000, $60,000 a year. Very quickly, they went up to 100 plus. Very quickly. They demanded it, or they want to work or they wouldn't see patients. It was very difficult to maintain a mid-level provider or for medical clinics to staff a mid-level provider cheaper. Now, we're not talking doctors. We're talking about mid-level providers that do the same work as doctors. May not have as much liability, we're noticing, which is why their malpractice appears to be cheaper. They have less years of education, but I've told you, the mid-levels I know are amazing. I trust their judgment, hands down, blindfolded. Amazing, amazing clinicians. So we tried as a society to have healthcare workers at a cheaper rate than doctors. Now, I remember when I was in training, I was working with a nurse practitioner. She was talking about maybe switching jobs, et cetera. And this nurse practitioner at the time was making $110,000 a year. And here I was making $1.50 an hour, you know, as a resident, right? When you average all your hours and your, you know, 100 plus hour weeks going, oh my gosh, that's got to be nice. So, you know, hoping that we could get medical providers to take less salary and to work cheaper, we can't even get the nurse practitioner or the physician assistants to do it. They want to be paid three figures. I mean, honestly, if I didn't have to pay for everything I have to pay, I've brought this up a million times. If I made $25 a visit, I'd be happy. If I had hardly any overhead, no malpractice insurance, no worry about lawsuits, didn't have to worry about staff and, you know, wage increases and cost of living increases and workman's comp insurance and billing software and the lack of payment by insurance companies, $25 for a patient I think is really, really fair. But with what doctors have in terms of expenses, oh, no way. Everybody says doctors are bad business people. It's this horrible stereotype we can't shake. And the reason why is because we don't demand more pay for what we do because you can't. We cannot negotiate our prices. So, Michael, I appreciate what you're saying. Even though it's against doctors, I understand what you're saying. You know, why do doctors have to make so much? Because I don't think anybody would want to do the job. I don't think you could hire a mid-level practitioner under triple digits in the big cities. Smaller cities is a different thing, especially if you give them perks, et cetera. Well, the other thing, you also remember, doctors used to get perks. Used to get free dinners. Used to get little goodies. I mean, there'd be a lot more perks. Well, now, you know, we had to do away with the perks. So, you know, your mid-levels want more. Your doctors need more. Malpractice never went down. You know, one of my patients was asking, you know, what's going on with my office and how, you know, how have I been doing with the recession? And I picked up a box of gloves, and that box of gloves was $4.95, whereas in 2009, it was $2.35. So, I mean, a box of gloves doubles. And you know how quickly we go through a box of gloves. If you know how many prostate exams we do in our office, you'd be surprised if I don't carry a box of gloves in each pocket and holster. You know, everything went up while all our incomes go down. And remember, we need to attract new physicians. Many of us physicians who have been in the field for 20, 30 years, like, I attack with this. You know, I had more money in my pocket. I had more money in the bank when I waited tables. And that's true. In my case, I had more money in my bank account when I waited tables. Less hassle, no fear of malpractice, no fear of, Medicare deciding not to pay us, or Medicaid, or any of the other baloney that we doctors go through. No worries that Kathleen Sebelius and the U.S. Task Force are going to give us any more guidelines on how to treat the patients that I care about. You know, how do we attract people to go into this field? Sometimes the only way to do it is money. Yes, there's a lot of self-satisfaction. You know, I love helping patients. I love making them happy. I love sewing them up. I love delivering that baby. I love seeing satisfied patients. But at the risk of losing my house in a lawsuit, remember that doctor who was taking care of that patient who decided to cheat on his wife in a menage a trois, drops dead in the middle of the sex act, and the doctor gets sued for close to $1 million and loses because the family was so mad at what happened with the husband cheating that they decided to go after the doctor and blame him for not telling him to not have sex. And the case went through. How many more medical students do you think are going to want to go through with their education knowing that something like that ridiculous could happen? You know, there's got to be some incentive. Cutting the pay of doctors and cutting the pay of nurses? Oh, don't even go there. Nurses are asking for my money, and I got to tell you, well deserved. Nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system. We need more of them. How do we attract more people to healthcare? You know, we've been complaining and moaning about what happened with the Supreme Court that we didn't even talk about, how something like this has probably put off more recruits, more people coming to the system. Do you think a nurse who already feels overworked is going to want to be more overworked and underpaid with what's going on? Well, hospitals make plenty of money. No, hospitals are going to be penalized, remember? Hospitals, it's already in the works for them to be penalized for the Medicare readmissions and all the other variety of baloney that Washington's throwing on them. Do you think we're really going to attract more nurses into the field? So if you think there's a scarcity of doctors and nurses now, just wait. So I gotta be honest with you guys, I probably wouldn't bring up the knocking the salaries down issue. I don't think it's gonna help the situation. It's a thought. It's a valid thought, and I'll fight for your right to express that thought. But I would say lay low. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. More medical news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less, guaranteed.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. I know many of us are going to be in and out during the holiday week. We'll try to keep each other abreast of news and what's been going on with our breasts. Why not? All right, let's see here. What's going on with Coca-Cola? All right, apparently American pharmacist and Coke founder Asa Chandler was so concerned back in 1886 that the Coca-Cola recipe could fall into the wrong hands that he never wrote it down. The Coca-Cola recipe has been a secret since 1886. Still today, makers of Coca-Cola have been so secretive. Right now, they say only two people alive know the formula of Coca-Cola. And I got to tell you, I could tell the difference. I really can. I could tell the difference. I know if I'm drinking a Coke versus a Pepsi. I don't like Pepsi as much, and I really feel bad. I don't want to say, you know, I mean, you know, if nothing's around, yes, I'll drink a Pepsi, but I honestly, and we really shouldn't be drinking soda to begin with, okay? But it just, I've always, you know, with the Pepsi challenge, I've always failed the Pepsi challenge and picked Coke. The only thing is this controversy is not going away, that one of the ingredients of Coca-Cola could cause cancer. They're talking about the chemical 4-methylmidazole, 4-MI. This is what gives the drink its color. It's listed by California health officials as a potential carcinogen. Now, European regulators are not concerned that it poses any health risks, but they're still going to try to reduce those levels in Britain of their Cokes. With America, Pepsi has reduced the chemical in its formula, but hasn't changed it anywhere else. I guess Coke and Pepsi insisted that all of their beverages are completely safe. Coca-Cola claimed it made the change in the U.S. only in response to a scientifically unfounded food law in California. So can it cause cancer or not? Here's my problem with these. All right. If we're worried about the food coloring in Coca-Cola, then I don't even want to think about the 4-MI that could be in multiple other foods that we put in our mouth. When we look at our candy or we look at our jelly beans or even some of our food that have coloring or gelatins, etc. What was it, that Sudan red dye? Wasn't that considered carcinogenic years ago and they had to take that food coloring out? I mean, you know, if we aren't eating our vegetables from off the farm, we could assume there's some sort of preservatives or something. And I'm going to tell you, if we're getting cancer from our food, it's not just Coca-Cola. All right? In California, the studies from this one environmental working group, I don't think it was an environmental working group, showed that long-term exposure to this 4-methylmidazole causes lung cancer in rats. Now, remember they also thought that saccharin caused cancer in rats, bladder cancer? We talked about that. We talked about all the different artificial sweeteners on our show a couple years back. I'll revisit that because that was pretty important. What were the risks of our artificial sweeteners? Let me see. Food campaigners say daily consumption of 4-MI at 30 micrograms would cause cancer in 1 in 100,000 people over their lifetime. But see, here's the thing. All right. If somebody said, Dr. Dahlia, I've been drinking soda and I got cancer. You know, I'm like, well, did you all get cancer because of the high fructose corn syrup? Did you get cancer because of the increased abdominal obesity? Obesity has been linked to breast cancer. Is it because you're not drinking healthy foods? You're putting into your body something that really has no nutritional value? You know, what is it? So I don't want us to be paranoid, but I think we need to remember that God only gave us one body. All right. And yes, some of us want to nip tuck, and I already have a plan if I ever, you know, get out of this recession. I do have a couple nip tuck things I want to do. But still, you take care of that body. And I'm tired of seeing people take care of their cars better than their bodies. I see what you put into your cars. I see you clean the cars. I see you get under the cracks and crevices. Meanwhile, I'm taking a look at you as a patient. Your belly button's dirty. Your ears are dirty. You don't brush your teeth. And you're drinking soda pop. Why are you taking care of your car more than your body? Well, I want my car to last. Well, don't you want your body to last? All right, every once in a while, soda pop as a treat. It's fine as a treat, but not as a main staple. I'm tired of seeing people drink it as a main staple. And remember, that's also causing our osteoporosis problem because of the phosphoric acid. So, honestly, I think the caramel coloring is the least of your worries when it comes to whether these drinks cause cancer. Because if you're eating, you know, if your diet is full of crap like soda, then my guess is you're eating other types of crap with other types of coloring. All right, let's see what the U.S. Army is doing. God bless these guys. The U.S. Army's team of scientists are busy at work developing a device that will shoot lightning bolts down laser beams to destroy A target laser-induced plasma channel, or LIPIC, is designed to take out targets that conduct electricity better than the air or ground that surrounds them. Woo! Isn't that exciting? I love our Army. USA! After the research, the research is a lot of work, but George Fisher, lead scientist of the product, said we never got tired of the lightning bolts zapping our simulated targets. Good for him. The idea is for a laser beam to be sent in the direction of the target. When it approaches the target, such as an enemy vehicle, will be a better conductor than the ground it sits on, leading to a massive current rocketing through it. I'm looking at pictures of this. This is just way cool. It's on my Facebook if y'all want to look at it. If a laser puts out a pulse with modest energy, but the time is incredibly tiny, the power could be huge during the duration of the laser pulse. See, this is why we took physics. This is what we do. Ooh, the plasma is located along the path of the laser beam, so we could direct it wherever we want by moving a mirror. Oh, I love that. All right, we got plasma and lightning bolts. That's what we need to do. Finally, as our show comes to an end, 8 TSA airport screeners have been fired for sleeping in baggage rooms while on duty. What are these guys doing? This happened at Newark Liberty International Airport. They were caught napping. Of course, surveillance cameras caught them. All right. This is only weeks after 7 workers in Philadelphia were fired for bribery. And didn't somebody steal iPhones? And didn't somebody eat a big chunk of someone's mother-in-law's piece of chocolate cake? Didn't they have a big piece of chocolate cake? Wow. Some of the 8 workers were caught on videotape in December, napping in a checked bagged room. The TSA would not say how many of the firings were for sleeping on duty. TSA is also investigating photographs of government supervisors apparently sleeping in front of bomb-detecting monitors. 2 of the supervisors say they were not working at the time the photos were taken. Well, then if you were not working at the time, what, are you saying that was a break? Was that a break? Or, oh, I didn't want to go home, so I decided to sleep. Now, I do get you. When I lived in L.A., I would, to avoid traffic, take a nap. I remember doing that after a couple of my shifts when I was on call. Because I'm like, I could sit in traffic and fall asleep in traffic, or I could take a little nap, wake up at 7 o'clock at night, and then take the 405. So, but then they wouldn't have been fired because they were off duty. All right, what's the TSA doing? Can these guys get a clue? All right, on June 15th, TSA fired 7 workers in Philadelphia after another worker was convicted of bribery. Early in June, 5 TSA workers at South Florida National Airport were fired. An additional 38 were suspended after officials found they failed to do random screenings on passengers. Former TSA agent Paul Yashu pleaded guilty to stealing a $50,000 watch from a passenger's belongings. Guys, there's cameras everywhere. How could they be so stupid? 2 other former TSA agents at JFK were sentenced for stealing $40,000 from a piece of luggage. What else? Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, I remember what happened to JFK. Well, anyway, all right, guys. So just, you know, all that stuff I said about cut them some slack. Cut the awake ones some slack. If they're sleeping, don't cut them slack at all. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour. If not, have a great rest of the way home and be safe this holiday week. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilliff. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.